This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If Aaron Rodgers had his way, I believe that he would like to sign with the Minnesota Vikings. Do I think that that's happening? Not today. Not next week. Do I think it's out of the question? Not entirely. Do I think it's likely? No. But, again, it's just lingering out there. Clearly, he has not made a decision about what he's going to do, where he's going to play, if he's going to play. I think he knows that Minnesota would be an ideal situation. He could go try to beat the Green Bay Packers, which I'm sure he'd like to do. He could go try to continue to own the Chicago Bears as he has in the past. He could go follow the same path that Brett Favre once did, going from Green Bay and finishing up in Minnesota. But I just don't know that it's practical for the Vikings.
Adam Schefter. On his podcast.
Kind of interviews himself, doesn't he?
That podcast seems like a wild time. I was just going to say.
Might it happen? I don't know. Could it happen? Sure. But will it happen? We'll have to find out. You're like, what?
A reverse ball back.
Mm-hmm. Is he there by himself? Does he do the podcast by himself?
No, I think one of the McAfee guys
got it.
Kind of peppers him like one of the producers, if I'm not mistaken.
Why does he's asking his own questions?
Yeah, it's
he
a wild,
need anybody else.
It's a wild time. That his podcast was when he was going off on Godwin as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he just kept, like, counting up about the number they might have potentially.
Pass rating, 25, 26, 27,
no.
28.
$30 million.
Maybe like, even 30.
Just start there.
Like, all right, dude.
Fine. So it seems like a wild time.
Uh-huh.
That's the latest on Aaron Rodgers.
Chris Godwin.
Easy.
There it is. He did have an update on Aaron Rodgers today. He said nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. NFL Network today is saying that Minnesota is out.
What a piece of work.
One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning the free agent quarterback is still in no rush at all. It's good. He's created a logjam at quarterback.
Enough of a reason to just not want him, I don't know what to tell you. Like this, why would anything be different? I get why the Jets took a shot at it. I was really high on the Jets last year. They were horrible. He ruined the organization. He brought in all his guys. Like, would he even go to a place that doesn't allow him to bring in his guys? And then if he, like, so what's the point? Like, what, it doesn't make sense for any team to bring him in, I don't think, at this point.
No. If I'm Pittsburgh, no.
No. You're better off with something else.
The Giants, definitely not.
Because think about last year, Pittsburgh had Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. That combination, significantly better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So now you're going to let both those guys go and then bring in Rodgers? That'd be insane.
I would not.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, a bit of a jumping off point for what we're going to talk about here, the confidence rankings in the NFL with all the quarterbacks, including your QB here in New England.
That's right.
With Drake May. We'll do that coming up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A reminder that it is Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll do some Would You Rathers coming up at 11:30, about 25 minutes from now. Pure Hoops with Terp comes your way at high noon. Every Wednesday, Terp, courteous enough to stick around today.
Very kind.
After a long morning stint on the Greg Hill Show today. Mm-hmm. Quick turnaround after the Celtics last night, so we'll talk C's with Terp. We have our first matchup in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket of the day. We're onto the second half of our round two matchup. Sweet 16 will start on Friday. Round two in the baseball region, we have the number 6 seed Astros, the sunset uniforms that I like so much.
Yeah, you do like those.
Versus the number 14 Orioles. You can vote at Jones and Keefe.
Both got orange in them.
They do.
How do you vote on that?
I'm going with one of them.
Vastly superior to the other.
I don't want to tell anybody how to vote, but I voted Astros.
Okay.
You can see the full bracket at Jones and Keefe on Instagram and Twitter as well. A reminder here, we are broadcasting live here on WEEI in our studios powered by Verizon. Let's put these quarterbacks into, well, different groupings, Keefe.
It's not Tier Tuesday, Jones.
No, it's a Wednesday. No, it's a Would You Rather Wednesday. It's not a Tier Tuesday.
Tier anything. But I think we can break it down into just three groups because I think this is a good exercise leading into the draft. Because we're talking about how many teams are going to need a quarterback, how many teams could help the Patriots in that regard by scooping up a quarterback.
It directly impacts the Patriots. No, Aaron Rodgers directly impacts the Patriots where he winds up. So it's a good exercise that has a Patriots tie-in for
sure. I think every team pretty much falls into three categories when it relates to the quarterback. You have the guy, you have a guy, or you have no guy.
The guy, a guy, no guy.
So obviously teams have quarterbacks on their roster. So you have to look at no guy. Like, yeah, there's somebody that could take a snap today, but you know they're desperately looking for one and they don't want that guy to start more than a game or whatever. Then there's the debate on, like, we have a guy, like, we're going to start him and, you know, we don't need to reach in the draft for somebody, but if you can entice us with somebody better, we would do it. And then there are other teams, and this is where you're not just ranking the quarterbacks, but if somebody took somebody in the first round last year, like Caleb Williams, for example, like we'll get to him. I don't know, like they better think he's the guy, right? Like they draft him number one overall and he's only played 1 year. And maybe we'll debate this. Maybe you'll feel differently. But I just think doesn't mean he's a great quarterback. It just means for them, they feel like they have the guy.
Okay. Let's start in the AFC East. Let's start with an easy one. Okay. Josh Allen.
Yep. That's the guy.
The guy.
The Bills have the guy.
Okay. Let's go to Miami. Tua.
So I've never been a Tua fan, but I feel like they've committed to him. And
You're a the guy with Tua.
I think maybe.
I'd say he's a guy.
You think he's a guy?
Yeah.
He's had some really good games in the past.
Billy, break the
you
tie.
Break the tie on that,
Tua,
Bill?
Is he the guy in Miami? Is he a guy in Miami?
Tua Tagovailoa. A guy. All right.
A guy.
Fine.
Overruled. A guy.
Son of a gun.
New England, Drake May.
The guy.
All right, so maybe we have a difference in how we approach this exercise.
The guy.
A guy.
Drake May's a guy?
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Okay, I mean.
He was the number three pick in the draft.
He's not going to get replaced.
No.
But he is definitely one of the guys in the league.
Yeah.
So you'd rather have Tua over Drake May?
No, they're on the same tier.
No, you wanted a guy. Wait, who wanted who there? Who wanted Tua? Never mind.
Nick, unplug. Plug back in.
I thought Jones wanted Tua as the guy.
I think for this
Keith
argument,
wanted Tua as the guy. I said a guy guys. For both. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think I don't think either
we're
one
both
are
consistent,
like,
Nick, on this.
I don't think they're
both the guys to Keith. They're both a guy to me.
I'm not saying they're top 10 quarterbacks.
I'm so confused because we had a tiebreaker.
That's true. And now Nick's a fourth vote on this, so it's 2-2. Now it's just a wash. We just stare at each other. So you think a guy?
That's how I vote. We're gonna second already. We need Billy again to break the tie.
Billy, Drake May, a guy, the guy.
The guy.
Okay.
Overruled.
He's the guy.
Okay. So Drake May greater than Tua. Josh Allen, Drake May, both the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tua is a guy. Justin Fields,
no guy.
I also said no guy. Okay, good. We're back.
So we're back to agreeing. So, and I like Justin Fields more than most, and I really probably shouldn't. He hasn't given me a lot of reasons to defend him or like him. I liked him coming out of school, and it hasn't gone great for him. And even though he got $20 million a year, it's still the Jets. They were desperate. They signed him. If they could upgrade, they would. But he's not the guy. Like, I don't know how many seasons he's going to start there, how many games he's going to start there.
Yeah, I would, I thought it was a little harsh to say they don't have a guy, but
they don't.
He didn't even make it through last year as a starter. I like him, but they have no guy. All right, AFC North, these should be easy.
Yeah, these ones are.
Lamar Jackson.
That would be the guy.
Okay, we agree.
We agree on that.
Joe Burrow.
That would be the guy.
The guy.
Yep.
Cleveland.
That'd be no guy.
I think it's Kenny Pickett.
Oh boy, that's a sub tier below no guy.
That is no guy. Do we need a new group?
No, that'd be too confusing. Let's just leave him in the no guy. They don't have a guy.
Kenny Pickett, no guy.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. I think it's Mason Rudolph.
They have no guy.
Okay, no guy. That's a potential destination for Aaron Rodgers.
Because I feel like they just had a guy. Like Russell Wilson at this stage of his career was a guy.
Yep.
And we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I feel like right now they're looking. They're in search.
Mason Rudolph, there was a tweet today. I forget who had it. Maybe it was Rap Sheet. They're comfortable with Mason Rudolph. No, they're not.
They cannot be.
They have no guy.
They also have Skylar Thompson. That's not going to get it done.
Okay, AFC South, CJ Stroud.
So I think it's the guy.
You think he's a guy?
We approach this very differently.
We do.
I think he's a guy.
So
I like him.
Yeah. I believe in him. I don't think he's going to get benched or anything this year. But
do you think, who
does he belong on a tier with, like, not a tier, a grouping?
They're not tiers. Although the graphic later is going to look very similar to tiers. Do you think
But is he the guy in the way that, like, Lamar and Joe Burrow are? No. So I think it needs to be reflected. He's a guy.
Do you think the Patriots would trade Drake May for CJ Stroud?
Maybe.
Do you think the Texans would do it?
No.
So the Texans are like, we got Stroud.
Yeah.
So shouldn't he be the guy?
I guess I understand the logic, but like, would they trade him for Lamar?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's why it's not like a ranking. Like, there's only three tiers, so there's going to be...
He's a guy.
There's going to be guys on the same level that one's way better than the other.
Yep.
Otherwise, it would just be a full power... You always want to do power rankings.
Yeah, yeah,
Jones,
I do.
Jones doesn't love the idea of tiers.
I like to just rank things.
He wants to go 1 through 32. That's not what we're doing.
Billy.
Another tiebreaker.
We're going to need Billy more than I thought. Another tiebreaker.
Come in this room, Bill.
CJ Stroud, a guy or the guy?
The guy.
Damn.
There we go.
I don't like this.
Now we're talking.
This is easy. Anthony Richardson and Indianapolis.
That'd be no guy.
No guy. It could be Daniel Jones. Does that change your mind?
For sure no guy.
No guy.
That confirms no guy.
Okay, Jacksonville.
Two guys equals no guys.
Yeah, that's a good formula. Yeah. Jacksonville.
I feel like a guy.
Trevor Lawrence is a guy.
A Thank guy.
You. Okay, we're back.
And he might be teetering into no guy territory.
Very close.
But right now, I think you still put him as a guy.
Okay, Tennessee. Will Levis, no guy.
Yeah, no. They get no guy.
Now, they're going to probably draft a guy.
But
they draft the guy.
March 19th, no guy.
No guy as of today.
That's fine.
AFC West, I already know we're going to disagree on Denver.
Oh.
Bo Nix is a guy.
He's the guy.
Billy?
The guy.
I don't like how much he's sliding with you.
Yeah, well, he's the guy.
Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City, pretty easy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Chargers and Justin Herbert.
Yep, another easy one.
The guy. Geno Smith in Vegas.
So I think a guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, a guy.
See, we're back.
Okay, we're in back. Agreement. Yep. All right, AFC done. NFC East. Dallas and Dak Prescott. A guy. A guy.
He might be the guy.
Keith.
He's Look him up 2 years ago. What did he do 2 years ago?
Yeah,
he won the MVP, didn't he?
I understand how the Keith rules work. I get that. What did he do?
That was nice.
How about last year? He got hurt again.
He was runner-up in the MVP in 2023, and then he got hurt, so now he's no longer the guy. He led the league in touchdown passes 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was hurt this year, so you think he's just done for his career?
What was he the year before that?
I don't think he's done for his career. I don't think he's even getting benched, but what if he has a subpar season this year?
He's had 3 years with at least 30 touchdown passes.
Okay. Billy, is Dak Prescott a guy or the guy? Thank you.
Billy's getting mad.
Billy
doesn't
back.
Want to be a part of this.
I've made Billy feel bad enough about siding with you so much. He's gonna he tossed me one there. That was a pity vote for me. Good. Dak Prescott is a guy.
You guys have short memories.
Our memories are not as long as yours. That's sure. That's for sure. The Giants, which I guess is only Tommy DeVito.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's bad.
I thought they still had Drew Lock. No guy.
No.
Okay. Philly's easy.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts.
I would say the guy.
The guy. Washington
the
is
guy.
Easy.
Yeah.
The guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference between Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Drake May, to me.
Not really.
But okay, yeah, it's not going to be reflected in these groupings.
I mean, sure, Drake May's the only one that didn't make the playoffs.
Jaden Daniels,
yeah,
the guy. NFC North, we're going to disagree. Billy, get ready. Caleb Williams? he's a guy.
I'll give you a guy.
Thank
because
you.
Because,
okay.
because he didn't have a great year.
Billy, lean out.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a guy.
No, I'll give you a guy for that
a
one.
Guy.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's fine for now.
Detroit, I'm not sure if we're going to agree or disagree. Jared Goff.
A guy.
A guy. Great.
Yep.
Okay, we're
yep.
back.
Yep.
Green Bay, Jordan Love.
The guy.
A guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it during the Toyota-thon? Is his stats during the Toyota-thon? Like
oh, is he like
level?
Is he like Kyler Murray with Call of Duty?
Yeah, he has like a month where he plays insane
really?
During the Toyota-thon.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Funny.
But good to know for fantasy next year.
So he's...
Jordan Love's a guy.
He's been the starter for 2 years. They've made the playoffs both years. I think the expectations just kind of got up.
Yes.
I don't.
CJ Stroud has also made the playoffs 2 years. I also said a guy for
True.
Him.
True, you did, but I didn't.
Nope, and I was outvoted.
And I feel like he is maybe the expectations after his first full year as a starter really kind of ballooned up. But I don't think Green Bay, like, yeah, obviously they'd rather have Mahomes or Allen, but that's not really the thing. I think right now they would say, like, we have the guy. Like, I don't think they go in thinking, like, man, quarterback's holding us back.
Billy, Jordan Love, a guy, the guy.
The.
There we go.
Damn it.
There we go.
All right, I'm not sure how you're going to vote on this next one. Minnesota with, it sounds like not Aaron Rodgers, J.J. McCarthy. Is he a guy or is he no guy? He's a guy.
I'll go a guy. Because if we're going to go Caleb Williams, JJ, that's fine. It's early enough. I feel like guys that just drafted, and also when you look at this, the teams that are in that bottom tier would be ones that like probably should draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in the middle tier are like maybe they could.
Right.
And then the teams on the top like won't.
Got it.
Yeah, that's how I kind of also look at it.
J.J. McCarthy, a guy, we agree.
Yeah.
I think we'll be the same on Atlanta then. Michael Penix?
A guy.
Yeah, a guy. Yeah. He's not the guy.
No, he's A, but he's A guy.
Started a couple of games. He's a guy.
All right.
Carolina and Bryce Young?
No guy.
Oh, that's no guy.
I feel like we've seen it for 2 years now.
Wow, so this is the rare quarterback that I am higher on than Keith.
Okay, what do you got?
I said a guy.
All right.
Philly? Is Bryce Young a guy or does Carolina not have a quarterback?
He's a guy.
All right. There we go.
Put him on there.
Derek Carr, this one I struggled with in New Orleans. A guy or no guy?
No guy.
I would have said a guy, but I'll go with you on no guy.
I don't even think Kellen Moore like confirmed he'd be their starter.
I could see them drafting a quarterback at 9 or somewhere in the first round. So, sure. Let's go no guy on Derek Carr. Baker Mayfield, this is a test for you, Keith.
Oh, my God. The guy and then some.
Okay,
called the Baker Mayfield tier.
I also voted the guy.
Yeah, of course he's the guy.
On Baker Mayfield.
Stud.
And Tampa. All right, one division left. Kyler Murray and Arizona.
So this is, I think, a very debatable one. And as much as I like him, I think I would have to...
He's a guy.
Reluctantly put him in the...
He's a guy. I think you and I are higher on him the most.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford and the Rams.
So he's old, but he's probably the guy.
I voted the guy.
Yeah.
I think he's... They gave him another contract. I don't see them moving off of him. He's the guy. Seattle and Sam Darnold.
I would say a guy.
A guy.
Yeah.
And
this is the
last one is tough.
This is a real debate.
San Francisco and Brock Purdy. He hasn't been paid yet, but it sounds like they're going to pay him. I don't know if that would change your mind. I would say Brock Purdy is a guy.
I think he's a guy.
Okay.
I'll give you a guy.
All right. So where we land
that's,
on that?
That's the one that I think people are going to be mad about the most because it's not a straight power ranking, right? Like, so Brock Purdy might be better than a couple of guys on the list above him. Maybe you like him more than Bo Nix, or maybe you like him more than C.J. Stroud, or maybe you like him more than like Jordan Love. But I don't think the franchise, at least at this point, doesn't like him as much as the guys that they have. So it's fairly even. So we're saying teams that have a guy would be the Bills, Pats, Ravens.
No. Teams that have the guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, the guy.
Yeah.
Bills, Pats, Ravens, Bengals, Texans, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Bucks, Rams.
That's a lot of the guys. A lot of teams have the guy.
That's 13.
That's a crowded tier.
13.
Yeah. That sounds high.
I think 12 have a guy.
Yeah.
Dolphins, Jaguars, Raiders, Cowboys, Bears, Lions, Vikings, Falcons, Panthers, Cardinals, Seahawks, Niners.
Okay.
And then we're saying 7 teams have no guy. Jets, Browns, Steelers, Colts, Titans, Giants, Saints.
That's our strongest tier.
So
I'm very confident in our no-guy tier.
So the 3 teams drafting ahead of the Patriots.
I'm sorry, group. Not tier. Group.
No, it's not tier.
Yeah, no,
it's looks like a tier.
Don't be crazy.
The 3 teams drafting ahead of the Patriots have no guy, and then other teams relatively high in the first round also don't have a guy. So that's where you can maybe see some trades, or that's where like a Jackson Dart or a Jalen Milroe gets like overdrafted. And I also think if any of those teams sign Aaron Rodgers or Joe Flacco, they have like a guy for all season.
Right. But for this year.
Maybe.
But you're right back.
You're
right back to it next year.
Even like Cousins and Wilson and all those guys, like you probably need to be thinking about the future right away.
It's a good text.
I think what people are going to be most pissed about are Purdy and Goff not being on the top tier, and then like my guy Nick's being on the top tier.
Yeah,
Purdy will be the real test this year without first team teamers all around.
That's also true. Purdy had the benefit of having our studs all around.
I think we might have Drake May a little high. Text line. Jones thinks this is tiers, and Keith thinks this is his small hall. I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, maybe.
Tim and Brockton, is May the guy or a guy?
Drake May is no guy. I don't know why you guys have him as the guy.
It is
ridiculous.
No guy.
Yeah, what has he done? He is below media core. He's below media.
No. Okay, Tim. He had the worst offensive line.
No,
he had
no
offensive coordinator, no wide receivers.
The guy can't.
Tim, hang on. No, Tim, you listen. The quarterback's on the no guy group, not tier, definitely not a tier group. Justin Fields, Anthony Richardson, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Will Levis, Tommy Cutlets, and Derek Carr.
He's above
Drake,
those
Drake
guys.
Mays with those guys?
Let me get this in. Patriots believe he's not even confident enough to handle a diva wide receiver. So how is he the guy?
I don't know. I heard Greg talking about this morning. That is not my interpretation of that, that they don't think he can handle it.
Well, that's what Karn was saying, like they weren't interested in
that. Yeah, they want the voice to hear. He said it to us. He wrote it as well.
Yeah.
That
I feel like it's more of a shot at Vrabel.
Yeah, I think it's
which
exactly.
I also don't think is true. I think Vrabel would take a talented wide receiver, but it seems more of a shot at him.
100%. The coaching staff doesn't want to deal with the diva. I don't think that's a reflection on May at all.
That's
not
more
my
McDaniels
interpretation.
And
exactly.
Vrabel.
They don't want the headache. Which maybe they do, maybe they don't, but that's how I interpreted that. I don't interpret
think
it as
about
Drake May can't handle
what
it.
What a disaster it was around him last year, and for him to have even half of like the highlights that he had or solid games that he had is pretty remarkable.
Okay.
And I feel like after 1 year where you took him with the third pick, not everybody, clearly, but I think the majority of people look at it last year and be like, all right, you had two bright spots. You have a quarterback and you have a corner. That's what you have. You had nothing else going into this year.
Well, not according to Tim and Brockton. You have no quarterback.
Man.
Apparently.
How many touchdowns was Brissett on pace for last year?
It'd be eight. Zero?
Was it eight?
Yeah, something like that. That sounds right.
The season with like 17 total.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you have at least a guy.
Yeah, it's true. They had like one passing touchdown the first like 4 weeks of the season.
Okay, so are we going to put up a graphic on this? It won't be a tier. I mean, it's not going to be a tier. It'll be a grouping.
They're not tiers, but you're going to see them kind of laid out there, and you can see where the teams are, and you can debate and argue.
The guy, a guy, no guy. We'll get that up on social media at Jones and Keefe shortly. You can also vote in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. We'll update that later on this hour. We also have Would You Rathers on Wednesday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe, Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to some Would You Rathers coming up in a moment. We'll also update the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. That comes your way at 11:45.
Good matchups today.
Yeah, how many do we have up there right now? Is it just
at least
the one
two
from the baseball region? Oh. Is there a second one out there?
There was another one.
We'll get you some results from
football
yesterday as well.
Football and baseball.
Nope. You're right. I missed football earlier today.
Football's
been up all day. My mistake.
That's a tough one, too.
Orange
Holy
Crush.
Smokes.
Denver Broncos and the Bucks creamsicle uniforms. I missed that one earlier. My mistake. So there's two up now at Jones and Keefe. We'll get you results from yesterday.
That's
full
good.
Bracket.
Helmets, double orange.
Full bracket.
Man.
At Jones and Keefe. On Instagram. Now, the Greg Hill Show is doing their ick bracket.
Yes.
They were very upset with our tiers yesterday, not to be confused with our quarterback groupings today.
Yeah, it's all different.
Which is also up at Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, we tiered holidays. They didn't like it, apparently. Although Wiggy was very complimentary that we had Halloween in the top tier. That's his favorite.
Yeah, they didn't. This is really a commentary on you. They didn't like that 4th of July was so low, which I also didn't appreciate.
My dog dies every year during 4th of July. Like, I think his heart it beats so fast that it eventually stops, and then I got to, like, resuscitate him.
4th of July scared the teeth out of my dog, but I'm still on board with it.
Greg was also upset that the day before Thanksgiving wasn't on there.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Well, it's a good, before,
like, well, it's a good drinking day. Drinking I understand holiday. What he's saying. That's a drink, but it's not
that's
a holiday.
Just a day of the
it's
week.
It's just a drinking day.
Well, they all are if you right. make them. So wait a minute. The day before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted that.
But that's
holidays.
Not good, like, day drinking, though, because I feel like people. Not people take the day off, but before it was like you would work and then you'd go out to like the bar in your hometown and be like, remember that time right. I did that thing?
Yeah, now people take that whole week off.
Yeah, now
people,
I mean, yeah. now it's just people just
well, it feels like
week
if you in. Have 3/11 day on there, you should probably have the day before Thanksgiving on there.
And Black Friday.
Well,
yeah. Black Friday, Cyber Ooh. Monday.
Black Friday and Cyber
Get some
Monday.
Goodbyes.
Big oversight.
That's
on
true.
Our part.
Yeah, no, we missed a few. I mean, we couldn't tear them all.
I was bringing up the Greg Hill Show because there's a lot of apparently free popcorn in here.
You mean popcorn?
With nobody's name on it. Maybe from the Gosstown popcorn stand.
Could be from the stand. They heard all the free pub they were getting yesterday.
But I think this is I think they're testing Keith personally. No. There's popcorn everywhere in here.
First thing I thought of.
And I think this is a test. They are
Admiral
setting-
Ackbar, it's a trap. That's exactly what they're doing. They're like, oh yeah, it's food for everybody. Oh, is it? Or are you gonna make a huge
up,
deal out of it if I take a
they're
couple
setting up
kernels.
Keith for these popcorn. Here's my fear.
I'm not touching it.
Here's my fear is Afternoons is going to come in, woof this popcorn, and we're going to get blamed,
and I'm
for
gonna
it.
Blamed
You're
for
going
it.
To get framed.
Let the record show. I haven't even walked into the kitchen in the last 2 months ever since that whole ordeal.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I stick that to myself. Is, I don't. Is, I don't take any. I don't take food that's for everybody.
It's so clear what's going on in the studio yeah. today. This is a test. Do you have
Not
any self control around free food?
Yeah,
that's what this is.
I do.
I'm on to you guys. Keep us on to you guys. We'll get to your phone calls here. 617-779-7937. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. What do we have for some Would You Rathers today, Billy?
Would you rather be the Bruins or the Patriots?
Woof. Neither look great overall. The Patriots bottomed out mm-hmm. the last couple of years. So it's more hope with the Patriots than it would be with the Bruins because the Bruins are about to miss the playoffs, but that's going to end a streak of just, what, 8 years of being in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be the Patriots.
I think so. Now, you do have Pastrnak, McAvoy, Swayman, and you're hoping for a bounce back. So you have three really good players, but I think I'd rather be the Patriots, too. I think it's a little bit easier, believe it or not, in the NFL to go from, like, 4 wins to 8 to 12 or whatever in, like, a three-year span. And we just gave you we think they have the guy at the most important position. So I think I'd rather be the Patriots.
I personally think they have a guy. I was outvoted on this. But
yeah.
You have potentially the answer at the most important position. That's yeah. the difference between winning and not winning in that sport. The Bruins, to me, don't feel close.
Plus, they're going to be searching for a new coach. You don't even know who their coach is going to be.
If you're telling me the Bruins are a playoff team next year as like the 8 seed or a second wild card, fine. And maybe the Patriots aren't. Maybe. But closer to winning a championship, that's the Patriots.
Yeah, I exactly. feel better about the past.
Same. Yeah. I would rather be the Patriots. Mm. What else, Billy?
Would you rather the Patriots sign Amari Cooper or Steph Diggs?
I'll take this one. I've started to talk myself into Amari Cooper. I won't throw a party for him. He's at least a professional receiver in the room. I mostly let him off the hook for what happened last year in Buffalo. Most guys don't produce outside of like Manny Sanders. You don't produce after the trade deadline when you move in season. He'd have a great start to the year either, but he also has an excuse for that in Deshaun Watson. I'll use the Keefe rules here and say he had 1,250 yards 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was good years ago.
I would take Amari Cooper. Steph Diggs, I don't think he's going to be ready week one. He's old, which Cooper is as well.
Right.
And on top of that, he's worn out his welcome in Minnesota, Buffalo, and now, strangely, Houston doesn't want him back, so I don't really want anything to do with Steph Diggs.
Yeah, apparently nobody wants either one of these guys. They're both still available. They're probably the two best available free agents. Now, maybe there's a couple more trades that could still happen. I would take Steph Diggs, and I know he's coming off an injury, and so who knows when he'll be ready, but he was the guy that really unlocked Josh Allen, and there's a lot of Drake May, Josh Allen comparisons, mm-hmm. and even if he's not the same guy that he was 4 or 5 years ago, he'd be the best guy on this team by far. He was actually having a decent year last year until he got hurt. So it's another one of those like Cooper Kupp things where you're like, when he's on the field, he hasn't really shown that he's washed.
If
he just needs to be on the field.
The better guy last year on the field was definitely Diggs over Cooper. Definitely.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And so I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think either one of these guys, unfortunately, is going to happen. But to me, I would much rather sign Steph Diggs.
Okay. Agree to disagree on that one. What else, Billy?
All right. Would you rather have Kristaps Porzingis or Drew Holiday and Al Horford?
All right. So let's play this out where you can guarantee one or the other is fully healthy for a playoff series.
Okay. So
say you're playing Cleveland or you're playing like Oklahoma City.
For a whole series, and we can picture whoever we want, I get Porzingis for a whole 7-game series against OKC, or I get Horford and Holiday four series. You can't guarantee that all of them will be out there,
so I gotta pick
one or the other.
Yeah.
I'd rather Horford and Holiday.
I think I'd rather Porzingis.
They won without Porzingis last year.
Yeah, but I think I think it's going to be a lot harder. I don't think they played in Oklahoma City last year. And watching that specific matchup, and maybe even Cleveland with like Mobley and Allen, but I think with Oklahoma City, the two games this season, and Oklahoma City was even undermanned. They had no Chet Holmgren for one. They had no Jalen Williams for another. I think the Twin Towers they can throw out there, and you know, even just them getting to the basket. I know Horford's good for like a throwback awesome game, like one per series. Holiday to me has been pretty underwhelming overall all season.
He was better last year in the regular season, yeah. But he was also underwhelming in the regular season and turned it up a notch in the postseason.
They might be able to win.
I still want that.
They might be able to win in either scenario, but I'm just saying, we always say, I think you can't count on Porzingis.
If you took Horford out, this is how strongly I feel about it. If you took Horford out of it and I just got Holiday or Porzingis, I would take Holiday over Porzingis straight up. Never mind.
Really?
Yes.
So I don't disagree that they can't win without Porzingis. I'm just saying it's easier to win with him. So I would just rather have him out there. I think he's their third best player.
I think it's easier to win with Holiday. He's won twice, including last year with the Celtics.
Yeah, but isn't arrow pointing down on Holiday? And he's got mallet finger. You want that guy out there missing corner threes?
He came back from the mallet finger much quicker
than
I thought.
But this isn't even a dump on Drew Holiday. This is more of a prop up of Porzingis. Because one of the things we always talk about with Porzingis is like he's just never available. And in this hypothetical,
he's guaranteed
to be
available.
Yeah, so you have him. And the games that he's played since he's come back, he's looked pretty good.
I'd rather Horford Holiday over Porzingis.
I'd rather have the Tingus Pingus.
Look, against the Thunder, if that's the series we're picturing, that is the series where he'd have the most value. They definitely don't need him against Cleveland or anybody else.
They don't need any of those guys in the first two rounds.
That's true.
just Tatum and Brown against, in the first two
against
rounds.
Against New York, they'll
yeah. What the f*** is Tingus Pingus?
Sweep the Knicks without all those guys. All right, what's our last one, Bill?
Would you rather win your bracket pool or your fantasy football league?
Easy.
Not even close.
So easy.
It's fantasy football league because it's the same 12 idiots, and we've been doing it for 20 years, that we remember who wins every year. There's way more bragging rights. There's way more strategy. Well, I know there's a lot of luck to it, but I feel like there's way more strategy in that than the pool.
Oh, there's only luck in the years I lose.
Well, that's true. Yeah. There's also with the bracket pool, though, depending on, you know, if you do one with just a bunch of friends, if you do a work one or whatever, there's a chance that the payout could be a lot higher.
That's
so
true.
That's nice. But no, I'll take the stupid trophy and I'll take the year-long win in the fantasy league than the 3-4 weeks where you're highlighting your bracket and you're, you know, you're counting the money you're going to win.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. I want to win my fantasy football league. Way more bragging rights than that. My buddy sent out the bracket this year, invite for everybody to be back. He recapped the last 10 champions.
Nice.
In the bracket.
How many people ballpark are in it? I mean, I'm sure every year it varies, but like, is it a big group?
40?
Yeah, that's decent.
Decent size?
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Is it like a ham each or two ham?
It's a double ham buy-in.
Two hams?
Double ham dinner.
So you have an $800 pot, give or take?
Yeah, ish.
Oh, man.
So here you go. Outside of COVID taking it all in 2020.
Yeah, COVID got the big win.
We have wife, my wife. Another one, my wife again. My wife has won this
twice.
Shout
out to your wife. Maybe we should have her come on the show and fill out the bracket.
Should
we do that?
Maybe all our wives are just college basketball experts and we don't realize
they
it.
They love it.
I feel like I have no bragging rights in that. Although maybe I could really brag if I win it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would way rather win my fantasy football league. Not even close. Not even think twice about it.
It's not close.
I'll take the payday from the bracket, but I'd way rather the fantasy football league.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Okay. Would you rather Wednesday?
Not bad.
On Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. You, again, can vote in the Jones and Keefe bracket. Two matchups today. My mistake for not seeing the matchup in the football region. The Broncos Orange Crush versus the number 3-seeded Buccaneers in their creamsicle uniforms. The winner will advance to the Sweet 16. In the football region, baseball, it's a lot of orange today.
Orange.
Astros sunset uniforms versus the Orioles in their smiling bird. The
Did
winner,
orange go undefeated in the first round?
Maybe. Very close. The winner will advance to the Sweet 16 in the baseball region. We'll get you your hoops matchup. We'll get you your hockey matchup. And we'll get you all the winners from yesterday in our update next. Halfway through round two of the Jones and Keefe bracket.
Woo!
March Madness, uniforms, four different regions, football, baseball, hockey, basketball, all available at Jones and Keefe. You can vote on Twitter, full bracket available on Instagram and Twitter, at Jones and Keefe. All the one seeds advanced on Monday, so they're all through to the Sweet 16, which will start on Friday. Yesterday, we had four more teams advance. The Houston Oilers over the Eagles in there. Kelly Green, not close, 72% to 28%.
Wow, I like that Kelly Green. I did vote for Oilers, so I'm glad they moved on, but that's a really snappy Eagles uniform.
So the Oilers are through.
Yeah.
To the Sweet 16, as are your Boston Red Sox. This was the closest matchup from yesterday, 56% against the Royals. That's the strength of the Powder Blue.
Yeah.
It takes a local team
to
take down a team in Powder Blue, 56-44. The Red Sox are through as a five seed, mini upset there. UNC, one of the few upsets in the first round, also lost as a Powder Blue team to another local team, the Boston Celtics.
But here's my fear on this.
69%.
Nice.
What's your fear? I think I know what you're going to say.
Just four Boston teams in the Final Four. It's, like, guys.
It's what's happening.
Come on. It can't be this. This is like,
it's what's happening.
The Dork podcast, we did different brackets. And like one year we did like best movie and like the Dark Knight one. And then we did best character and Batman one. Then we did like something else. And it was like all Batman stuff. I was like, all right, guys. Like, we get it. Something else.
You like Batman.
Batman wins.
You like the Red Sox team or the local teams.
Should have won.
Dark Knight probably should have won. Yeah, I guess. But then this is because we obviously set up the regions by sport. So there is a scenario where the Final Four is just Pats, Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox.
If anything's been proven to us, our level of attention to detail on this maybe was slightly lacking.
But also, if we
didn't see it winning at first, this bracket, we were caught flat-footed on this. And now it's going to be all Boston teams in the Final Four. I can see it coming.
But also, if we didn't include the Boston teams, it would have been insane. And people would have been like, how are they not in
there?
They
all happen to have good uniforms.
They do.
I mean, a world exists where Boston just has all the best uniforms. That world does exist. I wouldn't personally vote for it.
And that's the other thing I've noticed in this is teams that people don't like
aren't getting love.
Have been bounced out. You're not voting for the team or the player in the picture or anything like that. Vote for the uniform itself.
Here'll be a good test. When Team USA, who advanced over the Blackhawks in the hockey region,
which I think is wild.
Well, they were the higher seed.
But the Blackhawks uniform is fantastic.
I voted Team USA, personally. But Team USA versus the Bruins, that'll be a real good one. Like, are you a Bruins fan or do you hate America?
The Four Nations.
Like, that'll be a good one.
That'll be good. Yeah, that'll be a good breakdown.
So all of them advanced yesterday. Today, we have a barn burner in the football region. The Buccaneers in their creamsicle uniforms versus the Broncos Orange Crush.
Orange versus orange, so it's going to be tough to tell.
I don't want to tell anyone how to vote. I also voted Buccaneers.
It's a lighter orange, and then they wear like the icy white underneath it, and the freaking pirate has a knife in his mouth.
Yeah. I think this vote should be closer than it is, but I can't really blame anybody. I also voted Buccaneers. Again, not to tell you how to vote.
Yeah.
I would never.
No.
Baseball region is close right now. Astros are our sixth seed in their sunset uniforms versus the Orioles. Again, another one of the few upsets in the first round. The Smiling Bird Orioles.
Can I say something controversial?
That one's tight. Astros and
Orioles uniform stinks.
Well, what's controversial?
This might be controversial.
Yeah.
Overall, when you look at the brackets and you see what's won, what hasn't won, and the regions are just the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball really does not stack up well with the other three.
I said this when we did it. I was stunned at the depth and quality of hoops and hockey specifically.
It's loaded.
Stunned.
It's loaded.
Those are loaded regions.
Baseball, you're like...
Baseball right now is
not
the...
Not great.
Baseball is the Midwest Houston region in this year's bracket.
It is.
Baseball is... You're kind of like...
I'm not impressed.
I don't like the top seeds all that much.
I really don't when it comes to baseball. Also, I think it's funny. There's a little bit of nostalgia at play where the... Hartford Whalers, the Montreal Expos, what was the other one that like aren't even teams anymore?
Yeah.
There's another one, actually.
It's a bad sign.
Houston Oilers. Like, Houston Oilers, not like all these teams.
Good one.
Which I like. I like all those uniforms. We put them in the tournament. I voted for those teams, I think, to move on. But you could also have a Final Four where it's like teams that aren't even in existence, which is pretty hilarious.
Bad sign for present-day uniforms. Yep. Hoops region right now, it is a 6-3 matchup. The Suns, their 90s uniforms, as modeled today by Thunder Dan Marley. Good pick there, Lanny.
Great one.
And Damon Stoudemire, the Raptors' dino uniforms. Now, the Suns are an orange uniform, but these are both purple. It's purple on purple.
Purple and orange is the better combo than navy blue and orange. Look at like a Clemson.
Yeah.
Sharp.
That's the matchup in the hoops region. We'll get you your hockey matchup later on today. Stay tuned at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can vote there. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter at Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, but please just stop voting for the home teams solely.
And the higher seed.
Now, they have good uniforms. At some point, though, it's going to run out. Like, I think they're gonna hit a time where like it's not the best uniform.
All anybody's doing right now is voting for a Boston team and a higher seed. That's all. That's pretty much what we've seen.
Like, if the Celtics go on...
A lot of chalk.
If the Celtics face the Nuggets Skyline, which I think is going to be in the Sweet 16, Let's just be honest with yourself. The Nugget skyline thing is incredible.
Yeah, people, I think people don't like that as much as
they
we think.
I think you're right.
It almost lost in round one, Keith.
I think you're right. I think the Celtics probably will win the basketball.
They almost got UMBC'd. Let's go to the phones here. Deshaun is in Virginia. Hello, Deshaun.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good.
Right.
Good. I just want to discuss the Pacers as far as like my major frustration with them is that I think the only way they could possibly lose is at their own detriment, because the fact that they had the audacity to be so picky and so choosy, despite the situation they're in right now, you know, and like I said, I may figure it may be their downfall moving forward, because you think you can pick and choose, you know, the players you want on your team due to character reasons. But for me, I don't really think that's a major issue in this sport today, simply because the only thing I really care about is if you can produce in the field. You got to ask yourself, like, how badly do you want to win?
Well,
with these guys that they are afraid to get, they're going to come with a little bit of baggage.
Deshaun, I agree with you.
Yeah.
What has DK Metcalf done exactly that makes him a bad character fit?
I feel like that's been, like, made up out of nowhere.
Diggs I get. Ayuk I even get. Ayuk, and I think fans have talked themselves in. Ayuk was storming off the field, complaining about his contract last year, ripping off his uniform with Kyle Shanahan.
But like, he's got the contract.
Ayuk, I get it.
he's got it.
What did DK Metcalf ever do? I don't. If there was something, I don't remember it.
No, I don't think there was.
So, like, Pickens, I get.
Deontay Johnson.
Yep, get it.
And Pickens.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What about Cooper Kupp? They were in on Chris Godwin.
Zero, like, nothing with Cooper Kupp. Debo?
Not much with Debo.
I mean, they're like, oh, he's fat now.
Well,
but that's not like a thing.
Didn't he want to knock out his kicker or punter last year?
He missed the kick.
As you're with him.
I don't blame him for that. You got to keep these guys in line.
Say DK, I did see a stat that since he came into the league, he has the most unsportsmanlike penalties amongst anybody. Well,
I know Keith likes that.
That's good stuff. I want to win.
I saw Keith perk up.
Yeah.
George Pickens.
Ooh.
He's a maniac.
Okay.
Like, Pickens is a maniac. I'd still take him.
But I'm with Deshaun on this.
I am too.
The Patriots are being too picky and choosy, and they're going to be giant frauds if they. You'll know they were just lying to you if they turn around and sign Steph Diggs.
Yeah, that's. I don't think they're going to.
You know, like if Deontay Johnson, if they bring in one of those guys, it's like, oh, so the whole thing was just a lie.
Well, and then you know,
you just wanted a guy who at the end of the day would take your crappy contract. So that was all a lie. Good to know.
And take a look at the draft next month. We'll go through it as we do every year, and they'll be like, was this guy, like, you know, red flags around this? Like, even like a third, fourth round pick, did they take a guy with like a checkered past, or do they just go take all squeaky clean guys?
And Wiggy made a great point this morning. If you want to get rid of all the guys complaining about their targets and problems in the room,
that's their current squad.
Well, then cut Pop Douglas, cut Jalen Polk, cut Javon Baker. Mm-hmm. Again, if you want to be another one, if you want to be consistent, go for it. They don't. They're probably just waiting for a deal is probably the real answer, because they don't want to spend on a wide receiver. And whether you blame Kraft for that or Vrabel for that, Vrabel was given money this offseason, and I don't think they were in on many receivers outside of Chris Godwin. You could choose who to blame. But, yeah, they're being too picky, too choosy. I agree with Deshaun. 617-779-7937. All your phone calls there. We'll get back to the Red Sox coming up. We'll get you an update from, what was in outer space for nearly a full year. Our pals there, Butch and Sonny,
they're back.
They're back on planet Earth.
Good for them.
We have some thoughts on that later on. But every Wednesday at high noon, you know what time it is. It's time for Pure Hoops with Terp next.